You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Tuesday on the Horn is game day for the Horns. Longhorns in Tennessee today, 1 o'clock. Elimination game. Two highest remaining seeds in the tournament, but they're both in the loser's bracket. Looking to avoid going home. Somebody will today. We'll hear it live here on the Horn. You'll hear it live on the Horn at 1 o'clock today with Craig and the crew. Get you some headlines on that coming up. Also, NCAA, in their arrogance, took a fairly small case to the U.S. Supreme Court and got whacked yesterday. We'll get back into that conversation. Craig Way has a Craig Way report from Omaha. We've got salacious gossip and your blitz this hour. Having fun with you on a cooler Tuesday. Temperatures in the mid-80s today. We will take that after the cool front that moved through last night. It's going to be a good one. And you're playing, you're dressed like a professional golfer today. Got the gray slacks, which matches your dark gray shirt.
Yeah.
With your cool hat. You look like you're ready for the tour.
I've got my USA cap on. Well, USA, I'm told them last night I may be called up for their, the Olympics is coming soon. Maybe I'll get the call, guys, for the Olympics after those three straight birdies. And they were, man, they were really mean and nasty last night at cards. Chips flying across the table. People were not happy. I didn't say very much. I just took the money in. You know, and now they're putting a tariff on me that because I don't like to reach over and, you know, do the chips and you win if you split the chips. I've not done it since I've started playing poker with these guys. Now they're going to put a tariff on every time I win, the guy who splits the money gets a dollar. And I'm like, well,
what do you mean?
Well,
splits the chips?
Well, yeah, because I don't count the chips up. I let those guys do, you know, do the chip thing. When I win, just give me my split and slide it over to me. Now they're placing, you know.
Let's call it a commission.
Well, whatever the hell they call it. I call it a tariff back in the day. You know what I mean? Tariff on the T. So now I'm like, okay, that's fine. Get your dollar, you know, get your dollar of flesh. That's all right. They were not happy yesterday. They're not happy about the three birdies, first of all. And I should be the guy that's not happy about winning the bag that should have money in it that only had $40 in it.
Because normally that thing's got at least 100.
Easily. The last time somebody got, you know, Steve got, of course, the hole-in-one, he got like $250. And so since then, money was supposed to be put back in the bag. Well, 10 of it was mine, so I actually only won $30. That bag should have had, you're right, E, at least $100. I should be the one that's upset this morning, but I'm not going to let it get to me. I'll just get three more birdies today.
Just channel Tom Brady. Control what you can control.
I can control that, yes.
Yeah, can't control it.
But, you know,
control the controllables.
The winner of the bag has control of the bag. And so now every time they play golf, the bag will be open to put money in there.
I don't get it, but yes.
What do you mean?
Sounds fun. What puts money in it?
Well, every time you play, you're supposed to put $2 in. So we played way more than whatever without putting money in. So money should be going into the bag. The only way you can win the money in the bag is if you shoot even par.
For the whole round.
Yes. If you have three birdies in a row.
Turkey.
Or you get a hole in one.
Ooh.
You know what's easier? You know what's been easier to get that money in the bag?
Three birdies.
No, hole in one.
Hole in one, yeah. All right. Well, yeah, because none of you guys are ever going to shoot par.
There's one guy who's done that once.
Steve?
Me.
You?
At Lakeside.
Come on. Like straight par.
Straight par.
Like 72.
Straight par. The only one to do it.
Dang.
That's a myth.
That's a myth. And, well, that's awesome if you did. I did not know that story.
And they will tell you, yeah, that was 20-some years ago, too.
Oh, it was a long time ago.
That was a long. Come here,
you're kidding me?
We're
talking about decades ago.
No, you're talking about the guy who only hits at 170
these guys
now.
Guys playing golf for a long time and changing, you know, handing all his money around like a you know, rotating bag of cash. All right, let's get to your headlines. I've also got a social media story that will remember Charlie Strong once said the downfall of society.
Yes.
Social media.
Yes.
I saw this that a recent survey says 1 in 5 people who use social media say they'd have to be paid a minimum of $1 million to give it up forever. So I know that's 1 in 5, but there's still 1 person out of every 5 who uses social media who says it would take at least $1 million to get them to get rid of it forever.
Really?
Really?
They're that stuck to it?
$1 million.
That's sad.
That is very sad, isn't it? Well, that's people who are probably younger that don't know the value of a dollar and don't understand how much $1 million is versus You looking at your Snapchat account?
Well, they understand what their buying power is and what their earning power rather. And they're thinking, oh no, my earning power is going to be way more than $1 million. I'll give that up now.
Well, you're right. If they are influencers,
right,
they're actually getting paid on TikTok or wherever they do their thing. Okay, I get that. Maybe they're already the entrepreneur saying that's not it. It's chump change.
That's right.
That's chump change, Commander. I like that. Good perspective. Let's get to your headlines, trending topics on a Tuesday. Top Gun, Lawn and Corn Rentals bring you the news. Brandon Mars and his great team there start with college World Series action. Omaha Longhorns, we say, their season on the line today in a loser's bracket elimination game against Tennessee. Longhorns and Vols enter the College World Series with the top two remaining seeds, but both lost Sunday. Texas a 2-1 loser to Mississippi State. Tennessee fell to Virginia 6-0. So they're both on the ropes today. David Pierce and the Horns will go with the All-Big 12 right-hander Tristan Stevens. He's been rock solid for Texas, 11-3 this year. Vols will hand the ball to freshman Blade Tidwell, who went 10-3 and 17 starts this season. First pitch set for 1 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on the Horn. Also tonight in Omaha, 6 o'clock tonight, the winner's bracket game, Mississippi State facing Virginia. Two games yesterday on the other side of the bracket, and Stanford has eliminated Arizona. They're 2-0 barbecue with a 14-5 win. NC State continues to be the story of the tournament now after they eliminated the top seed Arkansas on their way to Omaha. Wolfpack have now gone 2-0 since getting there. They beat Vanderbilt 1-0 last night. Terrell Tatum's fifth-inning solo home run, the only run of the ballgame in an absolute pitcher's duel there. Major League Baseball last night, speaking of good pitching, Houston Astros made it 8 straight wins. They pounded Baltimore 10-2. Jake Odorizzi tossed 5 hitless innings. Astros held the O's without a hit into the 8th. As a pitching staff, Houston now leads the AL West by a game over Oakland. That's thanks to the Rangers, who ended their 6-game losing skid with an 8-3 win over the A's last night in Arlington. As they get the victory there. Also last night, game one of a big series out west, saw the San Diego Padres take down the LA Dodgers 6-2. How about Yu Darvish? He is stepping up. He's 7-2 now. He struck out 11 over 6 frames last night. Dell Diamond Express topped Oklahoma City in a walk-off 4-3-11. NBA playoffs, no games last night. They will have a game tonight. Clippers and Suns game two of the Western Conference Finals. No Chris Paul for the Suns. No Kawhi Leonard for the Clippers. That's already been announced. Also from the NBA, word yesterday that James Harden has committed to play for Team USA in the Tokyo Olympics.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Come to Top Gun and buy or rent the equipment you need for your construction and lawn projects, and you could win a bottle of 1942 Don Julio tequila or Blanton's whiskey.
TopGun.net, we'll shoot you straight.
All right, here's a guy that says, inflation, y'all. Million ain't that much power. $1 million. I know inflation is up, but you could still do a lot with $1 million.
Sure you can.
You give up social media for $1 million for crying out loud?
I give it up for $500,000. I give it up for $100,000. See ya.
Yeah. But you know.
But the young people think they're buying. You know, they're like you said. Their earning power is huge. I mean, that's for those that are actually going back to work.
You know, there are people.
I guess there are people that are working out there.
Oh yeah, people are getting back to work. That's a good thing. People are getting back out. Jobless rate in Austin, Central Texas, is down to its lowest number, like 4%. People are getting back to work. That's a good thing.
Yes.
We like seeing that. And however you're doing it, some people still working from home. Some people, getting back out into the office like we are here at the Horn, which is a cool thing. All right, Buck, so we've got those conversations. We'll get to some salacious gossip in your blitz. Also, Austin FC with a 3-game week this week. They got a game Wednesday night. We'll preview it. Part of a busy week for Austin FC. A lot to do as we get you going. And, you know, yesterday the big story came down during our show in the 9 o'clock hour. The ruling came from the U.S. Supreme Court, 9-0. All 9 U.S. Supreme Court justices voted in favor and against the NCAA. And here's where this story stands, right? This is not a huge case for the NCAA. This was a fairly minor case that was brought by former athletes, including a former West Virginia football player named Sean Alston. The former athletes sued and argued that capping education-related compensation was fundamentally unfair and it violated federal antitrust principles. That's what the case was filed for. And essentially, it was about laptops. Like, you know, that if the university or the athletic department were to supply laptops, there would be a violation against the NCAA rule. It would be an extra benefit, essentially, and laptops and some other things. So the NCAA was fighting this. And it's a fairly small case for them. This was something they could have easily just said, yeah, because this came from a lower court ruling that said, yeah, the student athletes are right. They shouldn't be capped on educational-related things, and they're right. Well, the NCAA, in its infinite wisdom, decided they wanted to fight this. And yesterday, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the NCAA cannot limit education-related payments to student-athletes. And the worst part for the NCAA was the almost like the nine justices heard the arguments. Like, as you read some of the concurring, you know, beliefs on this, it's almost like some of the justices were like, really? You guys are standing here making this argument. Like, this is not something we've even been thinking about, but you're standing here in front of us trying to argue that your system...
You're trying to live on traditions.
Yeah.
And the way things were. No, it's not... No, things changed. Now, some would say, well, that's not always for the better, but they still change, where you may not think they're for the better. Things, as time goes on, will continue to change in a lot of different ways. And those guys looked at him and said, are you not reading the room? I mean, look at the room that you're in right now. Look at where everything is headed. Do you think we, all nine of us, are going to side with your, I mean, archaic rules from, what, 40 years ago? It's not going to happen. Not only are we not going to look at it that way, we're then going to ask some people to, maybe y'all should go back and get some money from them. Well, we don't mind you thinking about going back.
Not only did they vote in favor in the affirmative, they really slapped the NCAA almost for having the gall to bring this case.
Correct.
And fight it all the way to this point. Because, like, really? Okay. And then to make these silly arguments about tradition,
yes,
and amateurism,
yes,
which none of that is based in legal fact. And, you know, as we said, Brett Kavanaugh, the justice, said that, you know, this would be illegal in any other industry. The way your business model would
right.
be completely illegal. And he went on and on. I mean, Kavanaugh specifically smacked him good. And he said, traditions alone cannot justify the NCAA's decision to build a massive money-raising yep. enterprise on the backs of student-athletes who are not fairly compensated. Nowhere else in America can a business get away with agreeing not to pay their workers a fair market rate on the theory that their product is defined by not paying their workers a fair market rate. And under ordinary principles of antitrust law, it is not evident why college sports should be any different. The NCAA is not above the law. And Kavanaugh's, you know, concurring opinion, along with the other eight, goes to the inability of the NCAA to understand the changing face of its world. I mean,
yes.
their argument in front of the judges in a lot of cases went back to a 1984 statement made by Board of Regents members that referred to tradition, the revered tradition of amateurism. Like we all know what that is. It's revered and it's amateurism and these are amateurs. No matter what is being made on the other side, no matter how much money is rolling in on the other side of the industry, we revere amateurism, and you will too. And, of course, obviously 9-0, the justices laughed at that. And Brett Kavanaugh took it as far as to really open the door for other people basically saying, hey, bring a bigger case in front of us. This was a pretty minor deal based on educational perks.
Right.
Go get somebody bring a bigger case, and the door is wide open, fellas, if you want to. And as this says, it could have emboldened the next wave of athlete plaintiffs to pursue the broader attack on the fundamental amateurism model, and the door is wide open now, which is true. It's absolutely true.
I think the door is wide open to all kinds of...
Because this is precedent now. This is 9-0 precedent, and we disagree fundamentally with how you operate.
And somebody's going to be to the wise with a good lawyer to say, you know what, our compensation, you really crushed us in our compensation. We need that payback. You know what I mean? And you don't want it. Does the NCAA want to be in court? Well, they just didn't read the room. You just gave it to the Supreme Court justices to make a decision that now somebody's going to come back at you. Not just somebody, a bunch of somebody is going to come back and say, where is our money from what you've gotten away with? Can you do that? Well, they can try. I don't know if they can, but they can sure try.
Well, again, the NCAA's inflexibility for decades now
yes.
has led to this, right? They've held dear to this tradition, amateurism nonsense, when they could have been making positive change.
Yep.
They could have been reading the room, as
they
you
actually
say.
Could have been the leaders in this. They had a real opportunity to do this.
Because, you know, this did not fall along political lines. This was 9-0. This is just fundamental antitrust law.
Right.
And what you're doing is against that. And they made it very clear. I mean, you go back to 2014 when the Northwestern players tried to unionize and they made their argument. And, I mean, at that point, the NCAA could have begun.
Yeah, well, they thought they were winning. They thought at that time, they thought they were really winning this whole thing. They said, guess what? Everybody all the way up to the Supreme Court is going to rule with us. They like amateurism, too. Well,
No, they don't.
They're about the law.
No, they don't.
About the law. They're not about your amateurism.
Yes, you have to. It's illegal to operate this way, and it's now been said so by 9 different justices, and that becomes an issue, big picture. But yeah, my point would be, and this is what we've been advising the NCAA to do for years, and no one's listening. A lot of people have, not just us, but hey, take steps. You know, loosen the idea. Follow the Olympic model, and because the Olympics lived under amateurism for a long time, but they realized, you know, not allowing the athletes to participate in the Olympics to profit from what they're doing and their performances, that was unfair, and it was basically silly. And they changed that, and the Olympics are still
couldn't
thriving.
Even get a laptop to take with you. You couldn't get any of that kind of stuff. I mean, school wise and all that stuff. Get your own. Sorry.
How many times have we said on this show,
really?
Be creative, bring in smart people, figure out a system that is more fair and equitable. I'm not saying make them all employees. I'm not saying put them all on W-2s. I'm not saying make them independent contractors. That's onerous and would not work. But there could be a plan that would allow the student athletes who create the revenue to share in some of that wealth.
They're working on their way to being obsolete, the NCAA.
Oh, 100%.
They're just on their way. With all the changes that are about to happen with the money and football image and likeness, they're about to find themselves out of jobs.
Because of pure arrogance and stubbornness and the unwillingness to see how this is going. And
they had a chance to be the leaders in this, and it's now come up. It's come to bite them
well,
now.
You just said it. Think what we just said a little bit ago, that today is the day that that they will present the 12-team playoff proposal to 11 different presidents and chancellors. This is the first step in expanding the playoff system. Well, that is an estimated, just the playoff system alone, the 11 games in a playoff system, media folks estimate that could be worth $2 billion a year on about a 10-year deal. The expectation is from experts on the financial side of media that if it is approved and the college football playoff expands to 11 games, that the 11-game playoff alone would be about a 10-year deal for about $20 billion. It'd be about $2 billion a year. That's in addition to the individual conference TV deals, the conference network deals. That's an extra $2 billion. I mean, you cannot continue to live under this amateurism idea while they're generating that type of cash and act like you're being serious in that conversation. But this has been the ongoing thing for decades now. Here comes the NIL too, name, image, and likeness.
And it's gonna end up, and I don't know when it's gonna be, but I think it's gonna be all said and done within the next 10 years or so. There's gonna be a commissioner for college. You know, I think they want a commissioner. They'd like to have a commissioner overseeing this. I don't know, maybe, or they just go commissioners by leagues, Power Five and all that. They need to have commissioners.
Well, I'm getting more and more pro sports like, right?
Well, the amateurism,
the professional business
it's
of college
money.
Athletics.
They're dealing with money.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying all. I mean, everybody talks about how bad this commissioner and that commissioner is and that commissioner and that. All I know is they keep going to TV contracts and making a lot of money for those involved in those sports. As bad as the NFL commissioner is, guess what he makes a lot of for a lot of people? Cash.
Yeah. Well, look, as Brett Kavanaugh wrote yesterday, all of the restaurants in a region cannot come together and cut cooks' wages on the theory that customers prefer to eat food from low-paid cooks. Law firms cannot conspire to cabin lawyers' salaries in the name of providing legal services out of the love of the law, which, again, this is the tradition that the NCAA is trying to push. And, it flies in the face of basic economics and basic antitrust fairness. And the antitrust law is a law. 121-year law in this country that most industries, or all industries, have to abide by. The NCAA was laughed at by the high court in this situation. That you actually brought this here, like this menial case, this small case about educational perks and laptops. You thought this was a good idea to come in front of us and make this argument and really try to have it hold water. I mean, that's farcical. And it was,
don't understand why they thought it would go backwards. That's taking a step back what they were trying to do with the Supreme Court. They should have kept it in the lower courts and fought it for another 25 years and had fun doing what they do and still making money. But when you bring it to the highest court in the land and it's just not fair, you're going to get it. Plus, you never read the room. I mean, aren't you reading the room? And somebody at the NCAA reading the room of what's happening in college sports? And the direction it's headed, it's not going to go backwards.
This guy says on the text line, yeehaw, let's cheer on the end of college athletics. You guys just created a new minor league system. We did it.
I didn't do it.
We did it. For four decades, the NCAA has been ignoring this.
I'm sorry. Your coaches took Nike money and everything. Why are we getting blamed for everybody trying to get rich?
Everybody but the players.
Yeah, everybody but the product.
The revenue.
The product.
Everyone else is allowed to make a really lucrative career out of it.
Sorry. Nike loves you. Reebok loves you.
The big business of college athletics is very fruitful to a lot of people. Most everybody. Whether you're an administrator, whether you're a coach.
Yeah.
But the players who actually play, it's not. Well, they get a free education.
I know. It's not that. I didn't think that was that hard to read the room. You saw the direction of sports. I mean, somebody in the NCAA, it's like for years somebody needed to get slapped in the back of the head, you know? But they just kept on going and thinking, okay. Then they made the major mistake of going to the Supreme Court, right? I mean, that's just like a major. That's like walking into the room and really not reading it at all, walking back out and saying, I'm going to go. I'm fine. We're doing good.
We got this. 9-0.
No, I love 9-0. That. We got this. Yeah, you got it now.
All right, we'll be back. Take your thoughts on it. And look, you can
argue.
It's
like Ben Simmons not going in the backyard and putting up the peach basket or not wheeling the goal into the driveway. You know what I mean? And shooting.
Peach basket. Who is he working that with? James Naismith himself?
Come on. Well, if he has to, that's just old. Come on. By the way, which hand do you use anyway?
He shoots with his left. We're changing it to the right.
Can I ask what dominant hand he is in certain attempts and things that he does? I got to find out. He needs to use that hand. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Busy Tuesday. Longhorns in Tennessee. 1 o'clock today as the Longhorns play for their season. And obviously a loss today would be highly disappointing. Great regular season, but boy, a lot expected of this ball club on their way to Omaha. Today is a survival game for Texas. We'll talk about it. Craig Way has a Craig Way report this hour from Omaha. You'll hear from the leadoff man, the senior Mike Antico, in that Craig Way report. What's the mindset? Also, salacious gossip and your blitz before the end of the hour. It's B&E.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Tuesday on the Horn, B&E with you. Yeah, not good news for, according to reports, for a current Texas Longhorn wide receiver, Buck. According to Horns 24/7, our buddy Jeff Howe and his team over there at Horns 24/7, they have confirmed that Texas 2021 wide receiver signee Keithron Lee from Bryan, Texas, was arrested over the weekend in Bryan. According to Brazos County Jail records, the wide receiver arrested on assault of a family member charges on Sunday, June 20th. His bond was set as $5,000 following the arrest on assault charges. So we'll keep an eye on that story. He's innocent until proven guilty, but he was part of the recruiting class, the final Tom Herman recruiting class of 2021 that Steve Sarkisian inherited.
Oh, must have been one of those Father's Day weekend deals. Cuz got loose. Somebody said something at the party, right?
Yeah, well.
That's too bad.
He's a three-star prospect in the class of 2021, committed to Texas under Tom Herman, but stayed with his commitment with Steve Sarkisian. And his commitment came back on Christmas Day of last year. And Steve Sarkisian, when he was hired, says he views him as a slot-type receiver for us. Got a real high football IQ and went on, you know, gadget-type plays and whatnot. Jet sweeps and bubbles is what Steve Sarkisian said about him. But now a legal issue to deal with, so we will follow the development of that story as it goes. And as we always say, innocent until proven guilty, but he has been arrested.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Also, there's some thought that a Longhorns could be receiving a commitment today from a running back, so we'll keep an eye on that. And obviously, if it breaks, we'll have it for you. If Jeff Howell during Light the Tower, but you know, the Longhorns lost the commitment of the 2023 running back Reuben Owens last week.
We got the holder and the kicker, right?
Holder and kicker.
No, snapper. Snapper.
Long snapper and the kicker specialist.
Okay. We need a holder.
We need a holder. Yes, they need a holder. They would need a holder. That is true.
And what's my guy at Lake Travis? How many years does he have left on him?
Who?
He seems like he's been here for dicker to kicker. What are we looking at?
Well,
1 year or 2 years? I think two.
Well, everybody got an extra year now.
Okay, so he gets two. He has 2 years.
Yeah. Remember, he kicked the kick to beat Oklahoma as a freshman, right? When they 48-45 overtime.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a freshman. That was Yeah, only a couple years ago.
A long time ago now.
So, yeah, Dicker the Kicker is still banging him through for the Longhorns, or will be this year.
I wonder if you have a good year. Like, if he has that extra year, would you come back as a kicker? Well, if you became a great kicker.
I mean, you've seen him kick all through high school. He has the leg to kick in the National Football League.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Leg-wise, yes.
He's got to be a little more consistent, I think. But
I believe that. And it's not in that 50-yard range. It's in that 35 to 40-yard range. Yeah. Where he tends to push him every once in a while. But as for a guy with the big leg and the long kicks, yeah, man, he can get that going. Plus, he's part punter.
Absolutely.
That helps, too.
This says, guys, paying players, free agency, updated playoff. We have taken the greatest game in the world and tried to fix it when it doesn't need to be fixed. College football is becoming the NFL minor leagues, and that makes me sad.
Well, yeah, it makes me sad, too, because it always was. That's what it was. It's always been their minor league, yeah. And it doesn't make. Believe me, when I flipped over and thought that now this is out of whack, you know, with the education and everything else, I used to thought, use your college degree. You know, everybody doesn't play school. I understand that because you can see the percentages of kids that leave this place at the University of Texas and other places without a degree in their hand. And partly that's on them, and partly a lot of them got pushed right through the system so they could play football. Or play basketball at universities and stuff, but you know that's up to you. But it's so out of whack now. It got out of whack 20 years ago.
Longer, but maybe. But yes, it's now exploding. But look, it's all based on popularity, right? Consumer driven. It's a consumer driven product. And gosh, in the 80s, 70s, 80s, when people are harkening back to when it was, you know, the TV, it was on one channel, right? They had one little TV deal, and there wasn't a lot of money in the game. Well, the popularity of the sport has exploded the sport. College football is the second most popular sport in this country by a lot. I mean, pro football, the NFL is now a $20 billion industry, or on its way to being a $20 billion industry. What's the second most lucrative and most popular sport in this country? It's college football.
Yeah, you have to pay for the product.
So as you grew in popularity, your leadership at the NCAA level, you can talk about who to blame or not, and I think everybody who's in disagreement of what we're saying should go read the opinions of the nine justices yesterday on why they are saying what this business model is illegal. It's against the law, basic antitrust law of how they're operating. It's the NCAA's fault and the college athletics, you know, power brokers who have never come to their senses and understood. As we gain in popularity and as we continue to take in more and more money, we have to be creative with a system that rewards the athletes who are creating that money. We have to. Or at some point, it's going to come crumbling down. That's on the fault of the NCAA. That's on the fault of the leadership for trying to harken back to 1980s tactics of why they're still doing it.
Well, and if you didn't think the players were that smart, whether they were in the Ivy League or whatever, the people around them, they had enough people in their ear now.
Well, sure, because players can look and see that I get a scholarship and I'm getting some Pell Grants and I'm getting some this and that. But at the same time, I'm, you know, putting my life on the line every play. I'm suffering injuries. Where's my medical insurance? Where's my long-term medical insurance?
Ooh,
where's my benefit?
Look outy.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah.
But at the same time, my football coach is making $8 million a year and making more than that on bonuses and Nike money and, you know, everyone else within this industry that is the second most popular industry in our country. Everyone else is able to make a career out of it and a very lucrative career out of the popularity. And, you know.
Yeah, when do the players, as you said, when do they start coming back for some of the injuries that they've had? When is that going to open up?
Well, and that's why I say what happened yesterday at the Supreme Court was pretty eye-opening in that they were just almost smacking the NCAA on the head saying, why did you bring this case here? Like, literally, you're going to fight this case?
Yeah, that's not smart.
You know how many bigger fish to fry you have than that? What are you doing here? And this was about educational perks for student athletes. This is a very small case, and the ruling was very small and narrow in scope, but the opinions that were written about it basically make it clear that this, what you guys are doing is illegal. I can't believe we had to hear your silly arguments about traditions and amateurism, because that's what you're standing on still this far in. So if you want to blame, if it does collapse and we ruin the best game in the world, well, look at the people who run the sport. Look at the people who have ignored a very obvious situation for a long, long time and have not found creative ways to cut the talent in a smart way that could stem of this off.
As I said, they're going to cut themselves out a piece of this pie themselves, because they're going to move on without the NCAA here shortly.
Well, sure.
I say 10 years. I got to believe it'll be before that. What do we need? Actually, what do we need you for?
What is it you do here?
I don't.
Now, look, somebody has to govern the other sports in college athletics. We all understand we're talking about football for the most part and basketball. The other sports, and we know that football and basketball pay for everyone's scholarship on college campuses, and we know that only a small amount of college athletic departments play in the red and are actually profitable. We get all that. But that's where, I mean, this is a train wreck scenario because they've been short-sighted in their vision of how to actually handle the growth. I mean, think about it, if you were actually being smart about it, and you're overseeing the second most popular sport in this country, the second most lucrative sport in this country, and you're trying to say you can't find a way to take some of that profit, share it through, and still keep the system in place? I mean, really? I mean, you've had decades to figure this out and understand your place here. You are the second most popular sport in our country.
I just got to believe it's just greed more than anything. Just
greed and arrogance. And steeping yourself in tradition that we can't.
They kept using tradition.
Oh yeah, that was Brett Kavanaugh's biggest point. Was you really going to stand on tradition here? Come on. There's law and then there's traditions. But there is a way, and there has to be a way to take all of this money, be smart with it, find a way to cut the players in on it, and still have college athletics. You can't tell me there's not a way. They're just not wanting to go there. They're not willing to do that and take that step, but this may force them to do so. And does it collapse the whole thing?
Could.
Possible.
It could.
But there's one group to blame for that. That's the NCAA and the people that run college athletics, in my opinion. All right, so that's out there still. That will be an ongoing conversation after the 9-0 ruling from the Supreme Court yesterday. We've also got Texas baseball today. We've got hoops tonight, Clippers and Suns, no Kawhi Leonard. And you think we see KY, your guy KY, in the playoffs again? No matter how far the Clippers go?
You know, I'm going to say probably not this game, but the next game. If they go down, two, I think you'll see them come back.
Yeah. If they go down, you think you'd come? Zay, where are you on Kawhi? Are we done? Is he operation shut down for the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
You think so? He's done?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Once his
he really
camps
hurt that knee bad, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Or even if he didn't hurt that knee bad, his camp is shutting him down?
Yeah, you know how his camp is, man. And
Uncle
the fact that they have
Ben,
to
Uncle George, Uncle Johnny. It was Uncle. What's his uncle's name? He had an uncle involved in this.
Yeah, the one that was driving the, what was it, Silverado around? Or what car did Kawhi have?
He had a Bronco, didn't he?
Something like
he
that.
He had a junky old car, right?
Yeah, it was like 97 something.
His college car when he was in San Antonio. Well, yeah, I mean, look, two things. There's Kawhi, and we know when an injury will happen, and he'll force the issue, and he's going to, you know, be overly cautious. We saw the Spurs fans know all too well about that in the year of Operation Shutdown. But we also know that wasn't too long ago that Kevin Durant came back from an injury pretty quickly and maybe too soon and ended up blowing his Achilles out, and it cost him two seasons of basketball. I'm assuming that's some of what the camp is telling Kawhi, that, yeah, it'd be nice to go win an NBA championship, but, you know, what if you blow your knee out? I mean, what if you know, what is now a sprained knee, you don't heal it properly, and you come back too soon, and you end up with something that's going to cost you next season?
Yeah, he already has a ring.
Oh, he's got a couple.
I'm sorry. He has a few rings. Yeah, what is he worth? No.
He's got multiple rings.
He's not trying to get a ring.
He's got multiple finals MVPs under his belt already.
Right.
I mean, he's been there, done that. And I think at some point in his mind, he'll do it with the Clippers. It's not this year. There'll be a year where they do it. But by the way, let's also throw the log on the fire that Kawhi Leonard is a free agent when the season is over.
Would he ever have the audacity to flip to the Lakers? Is that possible that he could do that? And Uncle Fred, I think his name was Freddie.
I don't think Kawhi is the biggest LeBron fan, like many others out there.
Do you foresee, Zay, a thought that Kawhi could move from Clipperland? Because I mean, my argument has always been when
he wanted to get to California.
He wanted to live in L.A. That's where he's from.
Yes.
Went to San Diego State. Had the tragedy with his father when he was a kid, and always wanted to get back to L.A. So his ability to control where he signed, he played out his deal in San Antonio / Toronto, and then signed the mega deal with the Clippers. So do you think he'd ever leave L.A., or is he just going to get a big payday again?
He's just going to get a big payday.
Agreed. Agreed. That's where he wanted to be all along. All right, we'll be back.
Hey, you know what he can take? Take some of Ben Simmons' money, take him out back, show him how to continue to be a better pro. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, could Kawhi teach him how to shoot? Kawhi taught himself how to shoot.
Taught himself how to dribble.
He couldn't shoot when he came out of San Diego State. He was an all-defensive guy.
He used to dribble it. Thank you, Kawhi. He used to dribble it off his knee. Now he's got great handles.
No, he's an all-world
Ben Simmons
now.
Can't bring the ball up to court. I mean,
he can.
Have you ever seen him bring it up? You ever seen somebody try to attack Ben Simmons? That 6'10" body? They never take the ball away from him.
He hands it off,
and then he goes stands
the frustrating
in the corner.
Part. I mean, Ben Simmons is a big, skilled athlete. I mean, he's big and skilled. The fact that he can't.
What is his skill?
Oh,
bringing it up to court, right?
He literally got the ball taken from him by Kevin Herter during this playoff
Ooh,
series.
The Maryland Redhead.
Come on,
the
man.
The ginger got him. Oh, man. All right, we'll be back. Load up the blitz. It's only as good as you make it. Your time to shine is coming at 447-3776. A little gossip in there, too. First, it's Craig Way.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Salacious Gossip is brought to you by Bud Light. What a Bud Light week is going to be. If you like to tip a couple back, enjoying your favorite sporting activities and summer activities, do it like I do with the world's favorite light beer. You know, we'll be out at Bolden Acres on South Lamar, the afternoon show tomorrow, 3 to 7, to get ready for the second Austin FC game this week and the third of the week. You know, they'll play Wednesday night in Minnesota, 7 o'clock. We'll be, afternoon guys will be out there. I'm going to stop by. We'll have some Bud Lights and get ready for Austin FC, Minnesota United FC.
On the road again.
On the road again. And then, of course, they're back for a Sunday home game, so three games for the Austin FC this week. Chance to acquire, get some points on the board. Also a good time to get back and enjoy some ice cold Bud Lights. Also watching the Texas baseball game today. I'm assuming a lot of folks are going to skip out of work at lunch and gather and watch that ball game at a local spot. Be safe and smart about it, but do it with an ice cold Bud Light. The world's favorite light beer makes the good times great, the great times unforgettable. Terrifying situation in Salacious Gossip. A couple of interesting stories. Minnesota Vikings rookie defensive tackle Jalen Twyman, sixth round pick in the draft this past April, was sitting in a car in Washington, D.C. yesterday when he was shot four times in a terrifying incident. But miraculously, he's going to be okay and make a full recovery. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, says that the rookie was just sitting in his car when someone began to open fire. Rosenhaus says his client was struck in the leg, buttock, arm, and shoulder. Unfortunately, the bullets missed all
Good
of his important
grief.
Organs.
Get yeah. on your knees and pray.
God. And as for the incident, Rosenhaus says it does not appear to be that Twyman was the target of any attack. He explained, wrong place, wrong time. Jeez. Also yesterday, the defensive end for the Vegas Raiders, Carl Nassib, became the first active NFL player to come out as an openly gay man. Just put out a video on his social media saying he's been meaning to do this for a while and says he wanted to put it out there and, you know, that he's gay and has been playing in the NFL the last six seasons. He played at Penn State, and I say good for him.
I would venture to say you're not alone that's playing in the NFL.
No, I mean, Warren Moon's got his quote out saying he had several. And that's kind of always been my stance on this, is that I think locker rooms have already handled this long ago.
Oh, yeah.
I've always thought the media...
For quite a while.
The biggest problem would be for coming out is that the media would make such a huge circus of it that...
Mm-hmm.
But even this has kind of come and gone. I think the times have changed, and, good for him. Glad if he felt like he needed to do that, that's a good thing, and best of luck to him.
Absolutely.
Carl Nassib of the... he's gotten all kinds of support from fellow players and
Absolutely.
Whatnot. That was always my sense that if you're playing in a locker room with 100 people...
Oh, believe me, they know.
They do know.
There's nothing hidden in that locker room whatsoever. They know all about. They know about you.
How about this? Isaiah Collier, you like Wingstop?
Yes, I.
But you like wings in general?
Yeah, I'm a Pluckers guy.
Oh. By the way, there's a chicken wing shortage. You know that, right? There's a big chicken wing shortage. Oh, yeah. Having a hard time. So all the places are having to jack up their prices on the chicken wings and... You know, what once were one price are now a new price.
I don't even look at the prices on any of that stuff.
You might want
chicken
to.
Chicken or meat. No, I just
well, guess
can
what?
Look to the side.
Wingstop is launching a new offshoot of their chicken wings called or called Thigh Stop. This is not a joke. Thigh Stop. Because I guess it's easier to get the thighs than the wings these days. I don't know. But they say that it's the same menu except thighs instead of wings. There won't be actually any locations called Thigh Stop, but you'll just order through DoorDash, and Wingstop will cook them for you and get them to your house.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you a thigh guy, Zay?
Oh, yeah. Legs and thighs.
See, I'd be in on that. I like Thigh Stop. It's like the sugar.
Wow.
It's like the jiggle joint. Thigh Stop. You know what I'm saying? How about this lady? A woman in Florida, had to be in Florida, got a DUI last week. She crashed her car into a Taco Bell that she worked at. Last name? Booze.
No, yeah. Come on now.
Yeah, man. Kenesha Booze.
Emerson Boozer?
Kenesha Booze. That's her name.
Come on, Kenesha.
She works at the Taco Bell where it happened about 10:20. It's unclear if she was leaving work or arriving at work. Either way, she was plum drunk.
Wow.
Drove right
her name is Booze?
Her name is Kenesha Booze.
That's awesome.
All right, there's your gossip brought to you by Ice Cold Bud Lights. Let's get to your Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
All right, here we go. First Blitzer, you're up. Tabo's back in town. He is like Charlie Brown. What's up, man?
¿Qué pasó, Toro? Y el Blanco, happy Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Tacos for lunch.
Yeah, dude. Man.
All right. It's a Toro, so check this one out, Toro. We all know that the NCAA stands for National Communists Against Athletes. Toro, the organization representing the NCAA today, Toro, is the law firm of Digger and Digger, KKK, LLP.
Oh, no, that's not going to work.
That
no,
ain't true.
That ain't going to work.
Sometimes next they act like it, though.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, we live in the land of milk and honey. On a Saturday night, Bucky had them Aggies all bent over waving that white flag, and he gave them the sugar. Hey, at least they had a little white flag to clean up with afterwards.
Oh, my God.
What in the world?
Thank you, Donnie. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Today is Testicle Tuesday. Let's hope there's not a moving strike zone today.
Oh, that's true, man. Put it right down to that belt buckle, please. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, I just want to remind Tavo of his probation appointment today. Don't be late, Tavo. And on second thought, this is Matt Pudgy Sumlin. Love is love, Bucky Swan. I'm out there hunting my thighs and wings at the Sirloin Stockade. Don't be judging me, Bucky. Love is love.
Pudgy Sumlin is back again?
Where is Kevin Sumlin these days?
Arizona State.
No!
All right, next Blitzer,
you're
up.
He was in Arizona. He got whacked
there.
That's
true. Next
he wasn't cheating with Herm.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Big day today, guys. Let's go UT, and let's beat UT.
There you go. Good call. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Orange on orange.
Coach Royal, act like you've been there before. Me, handle your business, handle the situation.
Thank you very much. Good call. Next Blitzer, talk to us.
Hey, Tennessee sucks, but hey, Aggie, 76-37-5, buddy, what a marinade.
Wow. Man, we're going back deep. Next Blitzer, you're up.
You're jumping in.
Yeah, I got something for Testicle Tuesday. These nuts.
Who declared a Testicle Tuesday?
Who did
what
that?
In the world?
Whoever test said it's Testicle.
Shut it down! Let's go home!
Taco Tuesday.
It's not it's Taco Tuesday, not Testicle Tuesday.
Heard of Two for Tuesday.
My goodness.
My favorite rock station growing up would have Two for Tuesday, right? They play two of your favorite AC/DC songs back to back or whatever.
You people.
Taco Tuesday. I've not heard Testicle Tuesday.
Wings and thighs, yummy.
By the way, thighs are better than wings when it comes to a nice piece of chicken.
Yes.
So I kind of like the Thigh Stop idea.
I can cut those easier.
Because you don't eat with your hands.
I don't touch that stuff, no.
But what about a breast?
With my hands? Or knife and fork?
Like a handful.
Like a hand. Double handfuls.
Hey, we'll be back. We'll talk Texas and Tennessee and get some expert opinion on the Texas and Tennessee matchup today. That's coming back live, local, and digital streaming always on your Horn app, on your smart speaker. on our Twitch channel at hornfm.com.